We're closing arguments this week in a landmark federal opioid trial in West Virginia. A judge will now decide whether it was reasonable for three of America's biggest corporations to ship 81 million opioid pills to one small city. Behind the complex legal arguments in the case, there is outrage and despair in West Virginia at the continuing destruction caused by the opioid epidemic, as NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports.
Speaking on the steps of the federal courthouse in Charleston, West Virginia, attorney Paul Farrell voiced fury this week at the tsunami of pain pills that hit his hometown, Huntington.
There is no new evil in the world. We just recreate new ways to experience it.
Farrell leads the legal team representing Huntington and surrounding Cabell County, located about an hour from Charleston. The community sued three of the nation's biggest drug distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson. Farrell told reporters evidence presented during the trial shows the companies acted recklessly.
How you can sell 81 million pills into a town of 100,000 people and then walk away and not only deny any responsibility, but then pretend like there's no fallout.
The companies deny any wrongdoing and say they acted properly. But two basic facts in this case aren't in dispute. Federal records show the companies did ship that many pills during a 9-year period when West Virginia's opioid epidemic was spiraling out of control. The second fact not in dispute is that Huntington, which stretches along the Ohio River, is in big trouble. 1 in 10 residents here now struggle with opioid use disorder. Drug overdose deaths surged again last year across West Virginia, up 40%. Robert Davis lives on the street in Huntington. His drug of choice is methamphetamines laced with the synthetic opioid fentanyl.
I just did that, Narcan somebody.
Narcan is a medication that revives people overdosing on opioids.
Just happened to have been right by the dude, man. I didn't even know he was even on heroin. And next thing I know, bam, he flopped. I told Davis, like, man, he's OD'd.
Talking to people in Huntington, I hear stories like this over and over. Amanda Coleman heads a day shelter and social service program for homeless people with addiction called Harmony House.
It's been staggering, and it's been really hard on the staff who work here, seeing people overdose, losing people to overdose, or having people come in and say, oh, I OD'd 3 times this weekend.
In their lawsuit, local leaders are demanding $2.5 billion from the drug companies. They say the money would go to expand programs like Harmony House, but Coleman says she's stopped believing help is on the way.
I don't have a whole lot of hope that our society is going to change the things that need to be changed in order to dramatically reduce this problem. It's demoralizing as somebody who's working in this field.
The three drug distributors have agreed to a tentative national settlement for their opioid practices worth $21 billion. But West Virginia has opted out of that deal. In closing arguments this week, attorneys for the companies said they played no role in the deadly epidemic unfolding in Huntington. They said they only shipped pain pills to licensed pharmacies based on prescriptions written by doctors. They pointed out their opioid shipments to Huntington were monitored by state and federal regulators. The companies also argued the crisis with heroin and fentanyl has no link to those millions of opioid pain pills. Legal experts interviewed by NPR say those arguments may well prevail. This case is anything but a slam dunk. Whatever the outcome, journalist Eric Ayer, who won a Pulitzer reporting on West Virginia's opioid crisis, says the trial was important.
Everybody here in West Virginia, we wanted to have our day in court, you know, try to hold these companies accountable. You know, we found out about those pillbilly emails that made fun of West Virginians.
He's referring to internal emails shared by executives at AmerisourceBergen, made public during the trial, that mocked people with opioid addiction as pillbillies and described prescription pain pills as hillbilly heroin. Ayer says one frustration during the trial was that Judge David Faber only allowed evidence that focused on opioid shipments directly involving Huntington and Cabell County, excluding data that showed companies also sent massive shipments of pain pills to other rural counties nearby.
It was like a faucet, and they turned the faucet on, you know, full open, way more than medical need in one of those small communities.
A ruling in this case isn't expected for at least a month. Thousands of communities across the U.S. hit hard by the addiction crisis will watch closely to see whether Huntington prevails as they weigh whether to continue their own lawsuits against the drug companies or take the national settlement offer now on the table. Brian Mann, NPR News, Huntington, West Virginia.